With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is downplaying worries about tariffs.
Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business asked the president if there will be a recession.
There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big.
On Air Force One, the president says the tariffs are going to be the greatest thing ever done as a country.
We're going to become so rich, you're not going to know where to spend all that money, I'm telling you.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says more tariffs are on the way, 25% on steel and aluminum imports. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Wall Street, however, is not going along. The Dow plunged 890 points today. President Trump is defending Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Some of the president's MAGA supporters have stepped up their criticism of Barrett after she has broken with other conservative justices on some issues. But Donald Trump, who nominated Barrett during his first term, supports the justice.
Look, she's a very good woman. She's very smart. And I don't know about people attacking her. I really don't know.
Barrett recently voted to reject the Trump administration's attempt to freeze nearly $2 billion in foreign aid, which sparked criticism among some of the president's political allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two senior Ukrainian officials say a Kyiv delegation that will meet with America's top diplomat in Saudi Arabia will propose a ceasefire with Russia covering the Black Sea and long-range missile strikes. The officials also said the Associated Press that the delegation is ready to sign an agreement with the United States on access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. That's a deal that President Trump is keen to secure. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow down by 890 points today. This is SRN News. A Virginia school district is under investigation.
The Trump administration's Department of Education is looking into a case in Arlington where school officials allowed a male sex offender to disrobe in the female locker room at a high school swimming pool because he identifies as transgender. National Review reports that the school aquatic center is open to the public in the evening, often for children's swimming lessons, and that's when the man would show up. He is a registered sex offender. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Jews who fled their Syrian homeland decades ago are urging the Trump administration to lift sanctions on the country. They say those sanctions are blocking them from restoring some of the world's oldest synagogues and rebuilding Syria's decimated Jewish community. Members of the Hamra family, who fled Damascus in the 1990s, returned to Syria last month for the first time. This is SRN News. Tensions continue to roil the Korean Peninsula as North Korea fires several missiles into the sea. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on that story.
The launch on Monday happened hours after South Korean and U.S. troops kicked off their large annual combined military drills, which the North views as an invasion rehearsal. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile firings, North Korea's fifth event this year, were detected from the North's Hwange province, but gave no further details such as how far they flew. Earlier Monday, exercises began after the North Korean and US militaries paused live fire training, while Seoul investigated how two of its fighter jets mistakenly bombed a civilian area during a warm-up drill last week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.